views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, just coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, and I appreciate you as the listeners and all that you contribute to this show. And before we get started into today's show, it is a Friday, it's Financial Friday. So what we try to do is take a look at some things financially that's going on in the world and that would have ways into affecting our community, us individually, us collectively, and our families at large. So that's what we're going to be doing today. And today's Financial Friday for October the 6th, 2017. Financial Friday. Let's not suffer further before we lose it all. That's for today's show. Looking forward to getting into that with you all. But before we can do that, let's get into the administrative duties at hand, and that's everyone supporting Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com and check out what we have, check out what Scotty has set up there, and you can go to the homepage, and when you do that, you'll see the donation prompt that's there, and give some of your financial energy because you are the supporters of this network. Without you, there is no network. Yes, I know that there are other networks and other shows that are throughout the, you know, that you can engage in, which is great, which needs to be done. But it's very, very important that we support the ones that we actually engage in. And I think that this is a very, very good place for us to do just that. So please give some of your financial energy to Black Talk Radio Network to ensure that it will be on air. Also, you can support the network by being a part of its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a members-only social media outlet where you can post things and engage in dialogue with others about you, your business, someone else's business, or something that you think that is relevant or something that you want to share with others and have dialogue about, or whatever it is that you use your social media activities for. You can do it there at BTR Community. And you can also find BTR Community by going to www.btrcommunity, or you will find it on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network. You'll see the capital B that has the black background. Engage that for only $24 a year. That's a yearly subscription of $24 that allows you to do just that and engage in that. So please, definitely be a part of it, support it, use it to your advantage. Very, very, very important. So also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com, Prosperity Mint, and check out what's in inventory there. Then definitely text email info@prosperitymint.com. Let them know that you are purchasing so that someone can explain the purchasing process to you. It's not for where your number will be used or anything else or anything other than that conversation. It's actually for something for your benefit so that you'll know. So definitely do that, info@prosperitymint. Check out what's there, and so that you can save as a king or a queen or as a lady and a gentleman. Very, very easy, very, very important to do, especially for what's going on in the world. Also, if you would like to trade the cryptocurrencies, you could do that with us through ourcryptocurrency.com, ourcryptocurrency.com. To be a part of that, there's another really, really, really good thing that I'm going to bring to you next week that for some of you, I may have reached out to you about some things. I'm going to be getting some information later on today and to bring it to some of you. For some of you that have already engaged in the cryptocurrencies, if you would, you could text me tonight right after Tando Radio Show, and I will give you – we're going to have a conference call. And for some of you that have already – and you know who you are, that we've already worked together with some things, I want you to be able to I want to show you something, great, great opportunity, and then bring it to the general population in a little bit. But for those of you that engage in with us with the cryptocurrencies, and you know how powerful that's been, definitely give text me this evening about 30 minutes, well, right after Tando Radio Show, and then I'm going to probably have a separate a conference call for you all, and then a conference call for everyone else. And it's just because you're familiar with the cryptos, and so I want to then I'll have a conference call for everyone else that would like to engage. It's a good, good, great, great, great opportunity, and this could help you in so many different ways. If you'd like to choose in, and the overall price points to get into it is very, very reasonable. And but you know, reasonable is reasonable to who, but in my mind, it's very, very reasonable. No more than $50, right at $50 for an opportunity. And for some of you that have been in the cryptos with us, you've seen some of those opportunities. So we'll definitely talk to you about that. And you, if you wanted to engage in it, you can. So we'll definitely do that. So with that being said, let's get into, what am I forgetting? Nothing. Let's get into... And before we say that, before we go on, I just want to say I truly, truly appreciate you all. Yesterday, Sister Davis' call dropped. And I've noticed as well that a lot of times when Sister Davis calls in, that her calls will drop. And so I just want to say to you all, you know, a lot of times when we start talking about things that are really, really relevant in the it happens to a lot of people, a whole lot of people. And I do, you know, some of it is, you know, the towers and everything else, because, you know, we don't have the capabilities of cutting people off. You know, us as the people that are using the phones, and, you know, when we're on our phones, we can't, you know, just cut them off.
I'm glad you added that. I definitely do
think that there are, you know, sometimes individuals or topics that may get discussed. That are, you know, there's an algorithm for them, and then there's problems that go around for that. But I had noticed that for a lot of times, you know, sometimes some people's reception is really, really good, but sometimes Sister Davis or Brother Davis, sometimes theirs will go out. But Sister Davis says, "Man, it's a lot when I go." Yes, it's very, very true. It's you know, that does happen, and I noticed it ourselves. So,
oh, Dave, you know, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. Being that I have some expertise in this area,
yes, sir,
and that's probably why I ran. You know, was able to lean upon that background to create the Black Talk Radio Network. But there's all kind of stuff going on in terms of, and I used to work for Sprint PCS as a troubleshooter for people who experience a lot of drop calls. And what have you. And it could be anything from that particular phone you have, because people on Sprint, they have different phones made by different manufacturers. Sometimes certain phones, they don't get good reception. Then you have to also consider that the Team Davis is a truck driving team, okay? And they're driving all over the place, and they're moving. And that's a big old, probably metal truck. I don't know what they pulling. Could be pulling a metal trailer. I mean, it's all kinds of things that can interfere with that. Then we're using uberconference.com. My call drops. The people who listen to the podcast, y'all know some of the audio will go out at sometimes. It's because of the equipment that I'm on and the browsers that sometimes it locks up in that browser when it's trying to process, you know, that audio and what have you, and then it'll even disconnect me from the conference line. So, you know, just listen to the Tando Radio Show podcast. Anybody that listen, most people, you know, more people listen to the podcast than listen live. So I just want to offer that explanation as that's an expertise. But nobody is purposely, you know, on this end or through the board is disconnecting them. But that problem yesterday, they stayed on the board. They were on the board. We just lost the audio. Because I sound very confused. I was like, okay, it's showing them there, so check out the podcast. So I just want to add, you know, that vantage point as well.
Yeah, thanks, Scotty.
So nobody thinks that Black Talk Radio Network is censoring anyone, because I don't agree with a lot of stuff that go out over Black Talk Radio Network, but it's not a part of me agreeing. It's a part of the discussion being had.
Yeah.
That's all.
Say that again, Scotty, the first part, because I think I cut you off, because I thought you were going to be, before you said not agreeing with the stuff that goes out on Black Talk, what did you say before that, because I think I cut you off?
I said that Black Talk Radio Network isn't in the censoring no one, even though I don't agree with a lot of stuff or everything on the stations and what have you. I'm looking for solutions. I mean, some people, I could disagree with them on one area and be in total agreement with them on another area. So how can we work together in that area? So I'm saying is, Scotty, any program that Scotty's engineering, he's not cutting people off or anything like that. But there is a lot of technical problems that just happen because technology has glitches, especially when you're online based.
Yeah, and it's fragile. And yet, no, I didn't know. Sister Davis wasn't saying that that there was any censoring. She was just saying, "Wow, it's just and it is, you know, it's
no,
very
I'm just
true."
Saying
and
that to
from your expertise, Scotty, I really appreciate you explaining that because it's very, very, very important. And so, all right, so let's jump into what's in the news. You know, yesterday, Scotty had posted something. Scotty said, "Dave, did you see what happened with Russia and Saudi Arabia?" And I said, "Yes, Scotty, I saw it." And so major, major stuff. I'll hopefully get to some of that today. But at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We're going to jump into what's in the news. I just want to say big ups to my man, Roz. Today, I was really, 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 really busy. And I was only had time to post a couple of things, and my man Roz definitely posted some stuff. Roz, you there? Unmute yourself if you can, man. And okay, whenever you can. I probably caught Roz at a bad time. So I just want to say thank you all, for those of you, and big ups to my brother. Oh, man, what'd I do without my man, Brother Bragg? Brother Bragg, Brother Bragg, Brother Bragg. I greatly, greatly appreciate. I love me some Brother Bragg. Brother Bragg is my peep. So my man, Roz, is there. Roz, what's going on, brother?
Hey, peace and love. How you doing? How's the day going? Everything's okay?
Man, everything is lovely, brother. I just want to thank you, man, because today, and it's so funny, it's like when I get busy or Roz picks up on it, I don't even get to tell him, and he just knew. You know, I just posted two things, and I'm right. And then Roz, man, thank you for putting the stuff that you put into Brother Bragg. Thank you for sending me the stuff that you send me, because it's so much, so important, and just the stuff that I get from you all, and you all have become my extended family. That's no longer an extension of my family. You are deeply rooted in the family. So I just want to say thank you all for doing what you do. So wanted to just say that to you, brother, and I'm going to jump into what's in the news. I don't know if you have access, Roz?
I'm on my phone now. I'm on my phone. I do have access to the internet on my phone, but I'm not near my computer right now. But I did want to just also just chime in and say thank you for what you do, and Scotty as well. And also in regards to what happens with the Lions, man, I can tell you there are some things that have happened when Jerry and I do shows that are completely inexplicable. There's times when even as hosts we're kicked off the show and can't get into the program ourselves. This is especially when we were doing a lot more work with Blog Talk. It was sometimes a nightmare. We just had things that would happen that were completely inexplicable. I remember Gus would have that happen on the Cow. There was a time he was kicked off his own show and literally had to end the show because he could not get back on the board. So these sorts of wild things happen. And one thing I can say is the more you are saying things to really agitate thought about the way this system functions in a coherent, logical, and correct manner, the more interference you're going to get, because this kind of information is information that they don't want to get out. And I always say one way you can tell the impact you have on the system is whether or not these people get angry. When they get angry or they do stuff to interfere, then you know you're on the right track. If they're just letting you go without any interference, that means whatever you're doing is somehow assisting the system, even if it's unbeknownst to you. So ultimately, yep, that interference so you get, a lot of times, I mean, we've had stuff where the phones act up or I can't unmute my phone, and it has nothing to do with your show. It's just the fact that they're messing with my phone. Like, this stuff happens all the time. And long before I was calling into any radio, Blog Talk or online or any other radio platform, you know, I used to deal with a lot of that stuff just because of the conversations I was having online. And this was years ago. And my family experienced stuff. People who I was communicating with experienced things. So it's something that I just want to put out there, that this happens all the time, because the people who control the internet, the people who control some of the mediums we use to express ourselves, they're monitoring the stuff all the time. And that's how they feel.
Via the repeater.
But I want to assure you, though, Ross,
you know,
that the way that I have my system rigged up in our platform, of course, they monitoring when we hear he wasn't former then. What was the guy name up there in NYPD who was the,
Serpo.
He wasn't no cop. Oh, he was a commissioner. Braxton or... What was his name?
Yeah. Braxton, the Commissioner Braxton, yeah.
He gave a speech to cadets. I'm not sure if that's his last name, but he retired.
I remember.
He gave a speech to some cadets, and he told them that they view us as slave catchers. Now, tell me, did you hear Steve Harvey referring to some cops as some slave catchers? Did you hear Russ Parr or Ricky Smiley or any of these other black hosts that's on these corporate platforms or plantations, however you want to call it, when have they been referring to cops as slave catchers? So when it expresses itself from a place that's based right here in North Carolina, out in New York, one of the largest slave catcher forces in the world, and they trying to say that, hey, when you look at their history, because if you look at his entire speech, he didn't try to discredit it. He said, when you look at their history, every bad thing that happened, there was the police. And they view us as slave catchers. And then he retired, I think, maybe 6 months or a year. Because they monitor Black Talk Radio. We've been on air for 8 to 9 years. I get attacks on the system, and it's times that where they attacked and took down the server. And
I
put some security measures in there, and it ain't happened. But ever since... And Blog Talk Radio cheap, though. I'm telling you, there are some reasonable explanations because I work with software, got a communication background. Blog Talk Radio was crap to begin with, all right? And since the Cows, when they got kicked off of there, I wasn't kicked off of there. I was suspended. People raised their voices. They allowed me to come back. You know, I didn't have to serve out the full suspension. And I was like, you know what? Black Talk Radio is going to turn into his own platform and not just a program on Massa Plantation and what have you. And if I'm going to be on there, it's going to be because it's to my advantage and not to their advantage. So that's how Black Talk Radio was born. Cows got kicked off of there. Now, they got kicked off. They got banned. And Gus was the second person to join Black Talk Radio Network. And I guess if you ask him or if you've been a long time listener of the Cows, sure, we will have some issues sometimes, but it's not a lot. Not what you was experiencing over there, you know, because that is a racist environment over there. But again, we do have problems with software. Now this software that we're using now for the phone system, we paying for, and it's convenient, and it has its pros and its cons, but it's got its limitations because it is internet-based, and that could have to do with a whole lot of things like your internet speed, again, your connections, and things like that. And my computer that I'm running, because, you know, I get disconnected because my processor, I need to increase my RAM on this particular computer. So it's reasonable explanations, but on Blog Talk, I know racism was involved because they had racist management, and that's why we left. You know what I'm saying? So I that explains some of them problems over there. But thank you for allowing me to explain that. But we have been more secure over here at Black Talk. I'm telling you, and people just can't tap in, you know, to streams. That's what that HTTPS means, and we would know if somebody, you know, was attacking. I would know. So, you know, they not. I want people to know that they listening, of course, but it's open for the public. You know, this ain't no private conversation. Right. So y'all should also keep that in mind. Everything ain't full of speaking on the airways. But thanks for allowing me that time.
No, always, Scotty. Yep, everything ain't for the airways. That's so true. And, you know, I know somebody whose stuff really do get hit a lot. Man, Brother Braggs, his stuff, my goodness, it ain't even funny. But I'm not going, you know, but it's so, so true. So we're going to jump into Roz. There, Roz? Okay, check this out, Roz. Because you put some great, great stuff on. And if you would, I want you to read some of the stuff that you put on and why you thought it was really relevant, because it's some really, really good stuff, man, that you put on here and that you do. If you could do that, because there's a couple of stories that are really, 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 and I'm so glad that you put it on. And I wouldn't do it any justice as to why you put it on there, because it's so, so true. And so if you would, I'm gonna give you a second to get situated.
Thank you. I'm no problem doing that right now. As we speak, I'm just trying to get into my laptop because it makes it easier for me to work off of there instead of trying to do the phone and the laptop. And I also wanted to just, while I'm waiting for it to load up, I just wanted to say, too, a lot of times, like Scotty was saying, thankfully he has his platform set up in a way where it's pretty well protected, even though there's always ways to do certain things if they want to. Another thing is sometimes it's personal to you. Like, some of the stuff that's happened to me is personal to my phone. Like they listen to me specifically. There's times when I have conversations, certain words will say, the call will drop, you'll hear wild digital loud screeching on the phone. There's another brother who runs another radio show where his email's been attacked multiple times. There's times when his phone has been shut down and he can't use his cell phone at all. He has to call sometimes his own show from his home phone because his regular cell phone doesn't work. So this is all stuff you have to take into account, because if you're an individual, remember, they record every phone call that's made in this country. So there's algorithms for certain phrases, certain words. So if you're a person who's speaking on new abolitionist or counter-racist terms, you're under that radar, the moment
social
you start
media,
speaking
what
a certain
you post
way, they're going
to
interfere.
Facebook.
So sometimes it's personal to them watching you. It's not necessarily the platform, and I know that from personal experience as well. So I just wanted to say that while I was just waiting for this to load up. Go ahead, Brother Dave.
Ross, for bringing that up. So let me say this and confirm something what he said. Yeah, they've been trying to tap me for a long time. But again, I work in the field, and I know the countermeasures. So because of the trip to D.C., I never had a smartphone, never owned a smartphone, because I could use other devices to get free communications, you know what I'm saying? So I never had a need for a phone. I never venture far from this station, you know, which is my home as well. So when I went to D.C., I needed a cell phone case. I got separated from the people I went up there with. And then also to help try to engineer and broadcast it to Black Talk Radio. So I just bought a phone for $40 prepaid, got a prepaid. I hated to do it. But they was the only one that had guaranteed coverage in Washington, D.C., and that was Verizon. Okay, so I bought a prepaid. It was Verizon because they have dealings with private prisons, but I had to in that situation, and that's the difficulties of how the system is so intertwined and connected that
yes,
you're trying to avoid it, man, it's hard. So I had to get a prepaid, right? So I let it expire. So I'm not going to let this $40 piece of technology just sit here. So I got always had a Skype subscription because that's what I used to use to do the radio show in the early days, you know. And so that's a $30-something a year subscription. And I could have a telephone number, a 7-digit telephone number. So they got an app for the smartphone. So I put it on my smartphone. Now when people call my business line, it rings Skype on my smartphone, and then I just answer the phone. I'm just paying $36 a year. Now, I've been getting calls from a 704 number in the past 2 weeks. They never say nothing. I get like 2 calls a day. So I did a phone lookup on each one of them, and they keep going back to Verizon, and it came up, though, where that led me to a newsletter or a publication that said that Verizon in September just picked up a contract with the Defense Department. And so I'm going to leave it at that. So I know they watching me, but I do my countermeasures too.
Yep, definitely do. It's unavoidable when we use their system. Yeah. It's always there. So I see we got my man Thomas in queue. Hold on, Thomas. We're going to get into what's in the news, and we're going to get right to you right after that. So I hear Roz is ready. So I'm going to read the ones that I posted, Roz, and then we'll jump into yours, okay. And then we'll jump into the show. All right, so now check this out. Here we go. What's in the news today? February. You hear me? October the 6th, 2017. I posted this one, and this one comes from Ammoland.com, shooting magazine. It says this: every mass shooting shares one thing in common, and it's not guns. Nearly every mass shooting incident in the last 20 years and multiple other instances of suicide and isolated shootings all share one thing in common, and it's not the weapons they use, but the psychotropic drugs that they're using, the psych meds. Very, very true. These individuals with these, and there is no discussion, there is no pushback from that, because the overall pharmaceutical companies want to take over everything. Is a part of, a lot of people may not get the connection, but it's a part of the AI agenda as well, because you're a natural body that's giving synthetic means, and that means that there is a artificial interjection in your overall body, and this is why we act the way we act, robotic, act this, act that. Very, very true. This is very, very true. In all of the shootings, this is a common thing that you will see, and this, in my opinion, is how that is used to coerce and to use that opportunity to have the perfect plausible deniability. So check out that article. Next article from Politico: Trump talks of calm before the storm after a military meeting. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump issued an unprompted cryptic message Thursday after meeting with multiple officials at the White House, saying at the gathering, maybe it's the calm before the storm. We have the world's greatest military leaders in this room, Trump said to reporters, uttering his remarks during a photo ops in the cabinet room of the White House. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News: Pyongyang readies to test missile capabilities of being able to reach the U.S. West Coast, officials report. Sputnik News is reporting that, according to Russian lawmakers who have just returned from North Korea, is ready to test a missile capable of reaching the United States West Coast. They, the North Koreans, are preparing to launch a new high-range missile soon. So those were the three articles that I posted, my man Roz. The next one was Roz posted this one. So go ahead, Roz. Can you see it, Roz?
I muted myself. My bad. I'm sorry. Can you hear me? I muted myself.
Yeah. Go ahead, Roz. Picked up is right at the bumper one.
No problem. I wanted to say first, I saw an article yesterday that spoke about Kim Jong-un, and it said that he does not want a war with the United States, and regardless to how he is portrayed by the American media, that he's actually a very rational person. That's exactly how they described him in the article. So, again, this is just a setup. This is a setup because this is what's supposed to be happening. And I just saw on my local news that in the Virgin Islands, the mayor or the head of that one of the islands said that the United States has the hurricane rescue down to a science. I don't know what he means by that, but that's what he said. So,
yeah, that's so true.
That I just saw it.
A lot of coded language right there.
Absolutely. So we'll see what kind of science they're applying there. So the article that I posted was, what is a bump stock? And a bump fire stock. And basically it's referring to the type of stock on his gun, the shooter's gun, or at least the one shooter that they found, because from what I'm seeing and what I believe is one shooter. Exactly, the alleged shooter, they're saying that the type of stock he had on his gun allowed him to make the weapons go from semi-automatic to automatic just with the change of that stock. Of course, I'm not going to get into the details on it, but that's what the article is, and it's on science.howstuffworks.com. So it explains scientifically how this stuff works. The next article that I posted was from BGR.com. Excuse me, and it states that breakthrough surgical glue seals wounds shut in 60 seconds. So this is obviously a type of medical grade glue that they're using, where if you have really serious wounds, they'll be able to seal your wounds shut in 60 seconds, which can save lives, especially during surgery or for people who are severely injured. So I wanted to find out more about that. I thought that was very important, especially with all the stuff that we have coming down the pike with all of this shooting stuff that's coming. So this one, the next one, says the world's tropical rainforests now emit more CO2 than all U.S. cars and trucks combined. And I wrote, that's because the system's reason for global warming is BS. And ultimately, we've talked about this, the fact that the entire solar system is heating up, not just this planet. And that this just alludes more to that being a fact, rather than just these so-called emissions that they're talking about. The whole solar system's getting hot. All of the planets are dealing with the same situation we are. So are they emitting any sort of chemicals on those planets? Are there living beings there that are doing the same thing? Or is this actually a solar system-wide situation? I would say it's more solar system-wide, and the people in charge just further exacerbated with their machinations between controlling the weather and leaving toxic chemicals all over the place where they set up shops. So I just wanted to throw that in.
The taxes. Absolutely. Because they create a tax system off of that.
Absolutely. And so the next one now talks about Tom Petty died from a cardiac arrest. What makes this different to a heart attack and heart failure? So in that article, it just deals with the difference between those three forms of heart failure or death, and how they work from a scientific and medical standpoint. I just thought it was important because a lot of times you have people, especially our people, we deal with heart attacks more than any other group because of the stress we're under constantly from the system. So we need to start learning the difference between those things. Again, I would say get your hands on some cayenne pepper and you keep that with you wherever you are. If you have heart issues, it can save your life. And also I would say if you have apple cider vinegar, you can mix those together in some water, a tablespoon to 8 ounces of water. You add the apple cider vinegar and you drink it. And this is documented that when people have had heart attacks and done so, before the ambulance arrives, the person literally comes out of the heart attack. And there's been cases where medically the person shows no signs of ever having had a heart attack. That's how thorough the clearing of the arteries are with cayenne pepper. So that's documented. You can look at that online. I just thought it was important. The next article that I posted was from futurism.com.
This one's a beast.
And it says, a new quantum atomic clock may finally reveal the true nature of dark matter. And the blurb says, scientists at the University of Colorado Boulder's JILA, formerly the Joint Institute for Laboratory Astrophysics, have developed an incredibly precise quantum atomic clock based on a new three-dimensional design. The project has set a new record for quality factor quality factor, a metric used to gauge the precision of measurement. So they're finding ways of measuring how melanin works in space. So this is basically us. This is the deity. That's what if you want to see what the deity looks like, it's melanin, dark matter. And that's just from all of my studies throughout my entire life, and it's a 40-plus years worth of study. So
the God particle, that's what they call it also. And you know what's so funny about this? Astrophysics people, they don't live long. They find out some stuff, they get rid of. And this is really, really important, because I don't believe a darn thing that this system says at all. So take this with a grain of salt, but as you need to know, a beast of an article. Go ahead, Ross.
No problem. And the next one is from Timeline.com, and it's an armed white mob in Texas massacred their black neighbors in 1910, and none of them were prosecuted. This is speaking to the incident known as Slocum, Texas. Gus from the Cows had interviewed the guy who wrote a book on this incident, where these white people just wholesale slaughtered a black community. Again, it was another Black Wall Street. Every time that we found a place where we were able to be upwardly mobile while being separated from the rest of the country based on the system, and where they saw that we were successful, we were able to actually live decent lives without their involvement, they destroyed each of those places. So again, whenever we move in that direction collectively to create places where we can have some autonomy and control our environment as far as cities and towns, we need to prepare and get armed and prepare to defend those things. If you can't defend it, it will be taken from you, and more than likely they will clean out every last one of you down to the last man to steal what's yours. So I just wanted to just drop that one, because I think it's very important that we don't forget these incidences. These incidences are not happening by accident. The next one that I have here is from thenextweb.com, and this one is entitled, Uber Can View iPhone Screens with iOS 11's Screen Recording Feature. So if you have the screen recording feature on your phone and you use Uber, basically they've been able to I've posted articles in recent months about them continuing to track people using their phones even after they're no longer using Uber services, especially for those who use Uber and Lyft. They've been tracking those people, and they can track you wherever you are, not just in the vehicle, but where you are physically. And now add to that that they can record your screen, whatever you're doing with your screen, your button presses or button taps, all of that stuff is being recorded, and they can use it to better enslave you to whatever electronic system that they're using and the AI that they're using. So just wanted to toss that
Operation
out there.
Operation Looking Glass.
Thank you, sir, for completing my thought. So the next one here is from BigThink.com. Kids who don't do this might grow up to be psychopaths, researchers find. Laughter is this is a blurb. Laughter is contagious. Actually, even moods are catchable. This is something I know, especially going through spiritual practice, that is absolutely correct. Since social contagion, which is what they do with social media, social contagion is an established human reaction. This new report is as surprising as it is creepy. It finds that children with the potential to develop psychopathy tend not to laugh along with others. They are naturally inoculated from social laughter. So these are deformed beings that we're talking about. And again, these are the same beings that are in charge of our everyday reality, the same being that shot up those people in Vegas, and the same beings that dropped nuclear bombs on everybody. These are psychopaths, sociopaths, severe narcissists with an acute understanding of genetic annihilation. They're speaking about our enemy. Just want to put that out there. The next article is...
You know what? Hold on, Raj. You know what? You know what? It is so funny, man, when we... This was one of the ones I was like, you know, there's a lot of good stuff, but this is really, you know, because when we were all growing up, if you ever saw people that didn't laugh, they acted, we already knew something's up with that person right away.
You're absolutely right.
Isn't new to us. We knew this from the beginning, just knowing and interacting with people, because this was always one of my things that I always kind of watched people on. People that don't laugh I can't deal with it. And so this is, I'm always leery of those individuals. Not saying that, you know, but people that don't laugh, that speaks volumes about them inside in so many different ways. So I'm glad you posted that. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, no problem. Also, The next one is from Cerebrally Naive Network, as you call them. I think that's perfect quote. And this one is entitled "Cigna to Stop Covering Most OxyContin Prescriptions." So during the Obama era, he had created a clause in the healthcare write-up that he had under the Affordable Care Act that people's insurance companies would be basically forced to cover OxyContin and other opioid drugs, because what he had found when he took office was some people were suffering from severe pain and not being able to get access to the drugs they need to alleviate that pain. But again, the way the system works, he did not allow access to the best drugs that wouldn't get you addicted. He allowed access to the drugs that get you most addicted. And all during that time, of course, was when Afghanistan, the poppy fields in Afghanistan, were being directly controlled by the U.S. military. So this is all hand in hand, the military. And I think they got that from Frank Lucas, what they call it, the coffin connection, when he was taking military soldier coffins and putting heroin in it, shipping it to the United States. It's basically a redux of that, just that it's the military doing it and not an ingenious black man performing criminal activity. So basically now they're taking the payments away from insurance companies, so anyone who is strung out on OxyContin or any other opioid drug, you will not get it through your insurance company, which means more people are going to hit the streets for that heroin. Or I knew people that used to sell their OxyContin pills like $100 a pill. Now you probably could sell them for $500 a pill. So, this is what they're leading towards now, to basically create more confusion. So as they do make these political decisions, they're going to have a bunch of drugged out, stupefied people that can't properly react to counteract what they're doing. This is moving forward with North Korea and everything else that we're seeing in the news. So that's my opinion on that. I could be incorrect, but I don't think so. The next one is from ChicagoTribune.com, and this one is entitled "FEMA Removes Statistics About Drinking Water Access Electricity in Puerto Rico from Website." And the blurb says, as of Wednesday, half of Puerto Ricans had access to drinking water and 5% of the island had electricity, according to statistics published by the FEMA and on its webpage documenting federal response to Hurricane Maria. By Thursday morning, both of those key metrics were no longer online. The reason why, I think, is because they're clearing out the 3 million plus people on the island of Puerto Rico in order to do there what they did in New Orleans. They're going to, in my opinion, just going to basically make it a rich man's island. The indigenous people that were originally from there will all be on the mainland United States. There will be no Puerto Ricans, in my opinion, in Puerto Rico. And if they are there, there'll be very few, and they'll be slaves. That's my opinion, and that's what I think they're facilitating at this point with the moves they're making, and that's why FEMA is doing what they're doing with their website. The next one is from streetstory.com. Let me just click on that because it didn't have like a blurb. Okay, so this one is, here is your ultimate reference guide for cryptocurrency indices. So basically it goes through all of the currencies and it gives you the indices for each of them and how they're working, and kind of give you deeper insight into those indices. So thought that was good for people to just learn more about, especially if they're interested in cryptocurrencies. I think it's just something good to have access to. Was
definitely.com.
The next one is actually, this one was for organization called the Caribbean Cultural Center Africa Diaspora Institute. They're located in New York City. I've gone to many of their events, and basically they work to protect indigenous culture and African culture that from in the Caribbean and on the mainland United States. And they have a fundraiser for the hurricane victims in the Caribbean, and they're dealing with people that grassroots get the any money or any sort of goods to the people directly, so you're not dealing with anything Red Cross associated or anything like that. So I thought that was important, so we can help our brothers and sisters out there. The next one is from newatlas.com, and this is body on a chip pieced together from lab grown micro organs. And it says many lab grown organs are helpful test subjects for new drugs, but they don't replicate how drugs affect other parts of the body. Now, researchers at Wake Forest Institute for Regenerative Medicine have combined several of these organ models into one system to create a detailed body on a chip. So this is basically cyborg technology being developed in the lab, and I'm pretty sure this is stuff they're going to use on us, on human beings, on us. And in reference to the shooter at in Vegas, it made me think there's a type of worm that when infected with a particular bacteria, it facilitates suicide. And how the germ spreads is basically it goes into the brain of the snail. The snail goes under mind control of the fungus and puts itself in a conspicuous place where a bird can actually kill it. And then the bird, of course, takes in that fungus, and then as it poops, the fungus spreads, another snail walks into it, and then it gets infected, and that's how this particular fungus works. That's what I think is happening with him. He was under mind control. He did what he was supposed to do. He was under these drugs, right. And these drugs have a similar effect that that particular fungus has on the snail. And there's other animals that become zombies based on their contact with other organisms. That's the type of stuff I think is going on when these Manchurian candidates do these sorts of things. So I think we should be on the lookout for that, because this is to divert our attention from the important things that are taking place. The next one is from NewYorkTimes.com. Tokyo is preparing for floods beyond anything we've seen, and that's in quote. The cavernous underground cisterns of North Tokyo could hold the Statue of Liberty, a scale that underscores the site's immense task, protecting the world's most populous metropolis from flooding. So this is dealing with the mechanics of that city and them being built in a flood-prone area, and obviously with things changing with the climate and the planet, things are probably getting worse for those people there.
Let me jump in there, sure. That was a really, really now for this one. Flooding by this war that we're about to have is going to be major. Remember when Japan was hit by the overall Fukushima earthquake that, in my opinion, was induced. Look what it did. It caused major, major flooding. One of the things that they keep talking about with North Korea has nuclear capabilities. North Korea, because of those nuclear capabilities, don't have to send a missile in the air at all. Just by using a submarine, they can cause a tsunami that can't be stopped. That absolutely can't be stopped. And not only that, just by a submarine, they could get in a strategical position, launch, and once it goes up, that's it. The lights can go out because they don't have to have it hit anywhere for them to be effective. The most effective way with nuclear weapons is always to deploy them by subs. And the flooding thing, I think that this is a major, major heads up as to what's coming, because one of the things that for coastal individuals, I don't care what coast you on, you got to be aware that if you're aware of what a war with North Korea would look like. A war with North Korea looks like earthquakes and tsunamis. So, very, very, very important. So, definitely want to pick up from there. We got 5 minutes before the break. Then we're going to jump in the show. But go ahead, Raj.
No problem. The next one is from AP News Archive. And this one is entitled, Man Cleared of Killing Daughter 2 Years Old After Son 7 Years Old Confesses. So, in other words, a 7-year-old boy killed his 2-year-old sister. His father was blamed for it, put in prison, and was actually going to be put to death. And his 7-year-old son came forward and confessed to killing his own sister. I just said the system breeds this behavior, because it does. It breeds behavior like this, and we're going to see a lot more of this. This is the first of this story. It won't be the last, sadly, but until we end the system, expect more and more of this type of stuff. The next one is from Lying Like a Fox News, like you always say. And this one is Ham for a Watch. Venezuelans struggle with cash shortages. Venezuelans already struggling to find food, medicine, and other basic necessities have a new shortage to worry about, cash. Troubling shortfalls of Venezuelan bolivars are forcing many in this distressed South American nation to form long lines outside of banks several times a week to withdraw what little cash is available. And then I said, note the term cash shortage, not money shortage. So this is very important. Go ahead.
No. Finish it. What you was gonna say, Raj? Then I'm gonna interject after that. Then we're gonna jump into the commercial break. Go ahead, Raj.
Okay, no problem. I was just saying, like we always say, real money is not cash. Money is silver and gold or other precious metals. Cash is cash, and what they're doing is they're creating that shortage to create the situation we're seeing. It's no different than when the Soviet Union fell and you had lines like 3-4 blocks long with people with garbage bags full of money to get like 2 loaves of bread. So it's getting really bad, and it's just signs of what's to come in this country. So just pay attention. it's coming. They're just showing it to you, and they dangle it in front of you, and then they put on Empire so you can watch that instead of paying attention. So go ahead, Dave.
Wait, man, this is so important. I was really glad that you posted this, especially for Financial Friday. We're going to go to the commercial break after this, and then we got to get into today's show. But this is wanted really to get this one. I want you to notice something. If this picture is means anything to you, I want you to really notice something. Look at the bag full of cash. And the bag full of cash is worthless. You know how it's worthless? Because it's in a transparent plastic bag. It's not hidden in his pocket. Imagine if that was U.S. dollars walking down the street right now. Everyone would what? Notice it right away. And what rational, reasonable, sane person would walk around with that much cash just dangling out of their pocket in a plastic bag that everyone can see? You know why they're doing that in Venezuela? Because that has no purchasing power. Most people would say that ain't no money. You're right, it is no money. But what they would be referring to is that ain't even enough. That's like somebody seeing $1 bill. Do you see the significance there and how that's so important? The reason being is because at some point and at some time, a large amount of cash just like this in the plastic bag here in the United States won't move any person to do you any kind of harm. You know why? Because it's worthless. What he has right, or he or she has right there, and it looks like it's a male figure, what he has right there is probably only worth $2. But at some point in some time, your U.S. dollars is going to be just like that, worthless cash inside of a plastic bag that moves no one. Not money. Never has been, never will be. And we want to make sure that you are going to be in a position of advantage as this comes here, because the world is divesting themselves from the U.S. Look at this article. Look at this picture. The picture is worth 1,000 words. Tells it all. All that cash in there, and it has no value. The exact same thing is coming here. And those are hundreds. So, listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Big Rise, man, thank you. Stick around for the show. Definitely would want you all input. My man Thomas, we're going to go to you after the commercial break. You're listening to Tango Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, and we'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up. I have my man Thomas there. Sorry about that. Thomas had to get in what's in the news. We're going to definitely bring you up. And yeah, my man Scott, yep, I agree. It could really kill billions of people in the long-term effects, but I don't even consider what it could trigger, earthquakes and tsunamis. Yeah, so true, my man. Definitely, definitely, definitely. All right, so let me go to to Thomas. Thomas, welcome to Tando Radio Show, bro. Sorry it took so long. What's going on, brother?
Peace, Dave. How are you, sir?
Peace, bro. How you feeling?
I'm okay, man. As good as it could get, brother.
Good to hear your voice, man. Good to hear your voice. What's happening? What you got,
man,
for us today?
Hey, man, you mentioned something about Big Pharma earlier. And
yes.
I just wanted to say that you know, when you look at the big oil, it breaks down into seven corporations, seven types of corporations, all started from Standard Oil Rockefeller Company. So one is the fertilizer industry, the cosmetic industries, two, big pharma, energy to run your home and car industry, large chemical companies, plastic, and of course the people
petroleum.
That clean up the oil spills. So big pharma comes out of big oil. So that should just let everyone know exactly everything they should need to know about it, because we already know what big oil is all about. I wanted to speak on what Scotty was talking about earlier, because I've been listening to Scotty since he was on Blog Talk. I used to download the shows, and back then they just had like his face, or you know, a little half of his body as the cover for the show. But I've been listening to Blog Talk shows for a long time in different blog platforms, and I've seen calls drop. Now, one thing that I've seen that I don't see on Blog Talk, on Black Talk Radio, which I like, that I've seen happen on countless shows on Blog Talk, is white people calling in to troll. You know, you could be just having a show, and then all of a sudden a white person calls in, "Hey, niggers," you know, and then as soon as they click that person off, the next person that calls is another white person, "Hey, niggers," you know. It's like they just sat back and 20, 30 white people called into the show at one time to say something smart. I've seen that happen. So I'm glad that, you know, this platform, that they don't have that. Also, what I've seen on Blog Talk recently is a black program, and I know that they pay Blog Talk to be on Blog Talk. However, they're advertising on their program, so it'll be like a Walmart commercial on this, you know, program. And I know these black people aren't getting Walmart money. You know, it'll be like, once again, a pharmaceutical, you know, some medicine that they're trying to promote that they'll run during that program. So, I really feel like that's messed up. And I've noticed a lot of people over the years, they've gone off of that platform and went on to YouTube, I think because Google compensates you. But there's one called DTube, which compensates you in cryptocurrency. So, you should check that one out. The shooter in Vegas, the lead shooter, I found interesting when I looked at Mystique, where his house was found and all the guns, you know, were found. It's right around, it's literally right around the corner from Clive and Bundy's ranch. So just food for thought. He could have been one of those outlawed ranchers a couple of months ago holding up the police. Lastly, this was something that CNN reported. I don't know how true it is because I don't know the numbers, but they said 3% of the U.S. population owns 50% of all the firearms in the United States. 30% of the U.S. population owns 70% of all the firearms in the United States. So this is definitely, when I see 3%, I'm thinking this is the elites. Probably all own an arsenal, sort of like what this guy had, if not more. Just in case something pops off, they could pay people to arm them and fight for them, like a militia group or something. Because if 3% of the people of the U.S. population own 50% of the guns in the United States, and we know how many guns they have in the United States. I mean, we could see the illegal guns just in our neighborhood, and we don't even come close to what these people have. Yeah, that's a lot of guns. And I'll mute my line, buddy. Thank you.
Let me tell you how during the first term that, and I'm glad Thomas wrote up those, during the first term, and we're going to jump right into the show, during the first term of celebrity figurehead Obama's administration, there was more legal guns sold in the United States, and that's legal guns sold in the United States from 2009 to 2011, that two-year time frame, there were more legal guns sold than all of the military personnel in the world. That was just legal guns sold during that time period. All of the military personnel in the world. Remember how big China's army is. That doesn't account for illegal and everything else. That was just in that two-year time period. In the U.S. itself. Huge, huge numbers, staggering numbers. And that's just the legal. Let me just say this real quickly. Don't ever forget Operation Fast and Fury that the U.S. engaged in trafficking guns into, admitted to. Holder made the mistake and let the cat out the bag after a border patrol agent was killed. They've been trafficking guns the whole time. And I say, hey, let me tell you something. I believe in gun control. Definitely. And the reason why it's necessary, because when there's an environment where they're not necessary, then that would be a perfect, you know, opportunity. But I wanted to just say this. Remember this. Never, ever, ever forget that in order for gun control to work anywhere in the world, the government has to disarm itself first. Where is there no call for that? Because they don't want that to happen.
You notice that Fast and Furious, man, it coincides exactly with the time Chicago gets all these.
Yes.
I just watched a rap video
where it exploded. Yes.
And it's like 25 to 30 dudes with two AKs each. And I'm like, man, where the heck they get this stuff from? Because I'm in New York and I can't even think of a part, any projects or anything in the city that they have that many military firearms, AKs, SKs, ARs, even had the Tommy gun looking pistol. I'm like, oh my God. And that's just Chicago. And Holder, I know they said that they moved the guns to Mexico, but it's funny how many just end up in Chicago, how many people are saying that a truck just opened up one in their neighborhood and they could just walk in and grab guns out of it.
Same thing, man, Thomas, same thing happened in Watts. I know. I spoke to some of the older people in Watts when they said the train tracks, the trains would stop, and inside of the overall, their loads were carrying they were full of guns because they wanted to saturate. They wanted to create this environment because it makes them relevant. So, man, well said. Let's we got a couple other callers in queue. Let me get to them. We got a caller. I think this is Brother or Sister Davis out of 717. Brother, Sister Davis, is that you?
Yes, yeah, Brother Me, Brother Dave. How are everything? It's a good show as usual, man.
What's going on, Brother Davis?
It's all good. We're at the farm this weekend harvesting honey, so yeah, it's all in the background. But listen,
no,
I want
you're
to
good.
Add to this that Iran-Contra was based on guns running, and they were selling the drugs for money in order to buy the guns. So that was destructive to the black community also. I just wanted to add that to the conversation.
Definitely. That was it. That's what that whole thing. And it was, you know, one of the things that they don't talk about, the Iran-Contra thing, was the School of Americas, where they were actually training terroristic activities, which they still do to this day, where they want to send. Remember that the story in Richmond, California, where they were going to pay people, murderers or people that had been convicted of murder, not to murder again. And then not only that, were they not only going to pay them, they were going to send them to schools in South America. What schools do you think that they were sending them to? The Schools of America, which still exists today.
Absolutely. Man. One more thing, Dave. I also wanted to add on to the fact that the American government right now are guarding the opium fields of Afghanistan, but yet we have a problem in our streets with opioids. Opioids is heroin, which is the derivative of opium. So I just wanted to add that out there so y'all know that these people are not playing for your best interest. They're playing to kill you. Thanks, man. I'll hang up and listen.
Much love, much respect. Give my regards to Sister Davis. And tell Sister Davis, please, no, never hesitate to call in because you guys' voice is so, so important. And we always need to be in contact and see what's going on because that's how we're able to synthesize all of this and put ourselves in a position of advantage. So much love, much respect, Brother Davis, and give my regards to the great goddess and queen, Sister Davis. Okay, check this out. I want to jump in. Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick, he spoke about the opium. Now, I work at the hospital, white people are coming in on heroin bad, but the black people, it's all young kids coming in strung out on this lean, which is just liquid heroin, essentially. And I mean, it's sad to see, Dave, because once you can't get that prescription, what do you think they're going to turn to get that high? And I'm looking at a whole generation of our kids, 15, 16, lost, foaming at the mouth, coming in the hospital, keep scratching, just sitting there asleep in one place, but standing, you know, won't fall, looking just like the old dope fiends from the 80s, and all from drinking this lean. And I'm talking about a huge percentage of our people.
Ooh, Thomas, you know what, the whole thing, the Walking Dead scenario is so real, and it's and how they're going to give it to you, and this is, I'm going to tell you, what these synthetic drugs, what they do to you, they do not allow you to come back. I'm going to give you my opinion. I know a lot will be upset at me and everything else. This is the same program. This is the same objective. These are the same methods that they've used so many times in the past. Because whenever you can get someone addicted to someone, they become your perfect slave. They become the perfect slave. And it's very, very important for those of us that haven't to know that what we're really facing. And I would say this is Financial Friday, so let's stop suffering further before we lose it all. And the way that we're only going to be able not to lose it all is that we can only control what we do and try to help out as much as we possibly can. This is why we need to really, really come together. Those of us, and I know, Thomas, I know this breaks your heart when you see this and you see the effects of what's really, really going on. Imagine when they turn the lights out. This zombie effect that many people have been entertained by in the overall Walking Dead, that is already a reality, but it's an expanding reality. It's the perfect way to get people under your control. The perfect way. Intoxify them. And the intoxication from the overall synthetic drugs or anything, and I say the synthetic drugs because anything that's made by man to intoxicate you is a synthetic drug. And it is going to have devastating effects going forward. And I don't think it's a coincidence that different people want to be somebody else, because this is how you have a demise of an empire that is about to be run over and conquered. And I want to jump into this show today from so many different things that I want to run across to you real quickly. I want to just give you some articles real quick that give you a heads up. Boom. From today, U.S. now, the U.S. government loses nearly $1 trillion in dollars in fiscal year of 2017, because the fiscal year of 2017 is over, because we're in October now. We're in the fiscal year of 2018, governmental-wise. $1 trillion lost. But see, here's what's really happening. Here's what's really happening. You have Saudi Arabia making deals with Russia. Why are they making deals with Russia? And they're making military deals with Russia where they're buying the S-400. Why are they buying the S-400? Because now Saudi Arabia is going to be doing what? They're going to have to go under the umbrella of the new empire that protects them, because it was the old empire that protected them before. And who was that old empire? The U.S. Now they have made what? Amends with the new. It was the first time a Saudi king is ever going to Moscow. There's a reason why that happened. Because the system wants Russia and China to be the new beacon of what they call liberty and prosperity, what the U.S. used to have. Even though it's not prosperous, it has no prosperity. It has prosperity for the few, but not for the overall subjugants of it all. This is all planned. And what happened? As soon as they did that, what did the U.S. do? They severed ties with Saudi Arabia. U.S. military exercise with the Gulf allies, excuse me, U.S. suspends military exercise with Gulf allies over Qatar spat. That's the excuse that they use. But what's really happened is that they were told they were no longer needed, and they're going to have to unwind their overall position. This is about to trap a rat that is going to be desperate. There's an article in Russia Insider that says the end of an empire is coming. The empire will... Let me just move this real quickly. This is, I didn't post it, but here it is. The empire will limp along, steadily losing influence under the dollar that is dropping as the world reserves currency, plunging the United States into a crippling depression and instantly forcing a massive contraction of his military machine. That is so true. The only way that they were able to maintain the overall military spending and the military position that they had, it was because the dollar was the reserve currency of the world. It is no longer the reserve currency of the world as of 2017, but the overall downfall has been going on for a long time. This is why you must take the time that you have left and acquire real hard assets. You heard Brother Davis? Harvesting an asset, harvesting money. We need to be moving our energy for us to be harvesting money, because our energy is money. Very, 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 very important. Another article that's critical in an example of this, and it is, how much time we got? Okay, we're good. There's an article about the U.S. And let me pull it up. Here it is. This comes from RT Business, and it was yesterday. Venezuela suggests global oil trade in Russian ruble and Chinese yuan. Now, let me just say this. If an OPEC nation no longer... and one of the most influential, or one of the ones that has the most oil to trade, if they go a certain direction, what is the rest of OPEC going to do? That means that OPEC has already made the decision to go to it. Here it is. The celebrity figurehead president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, has proposed oil production countries. What is oil producing countries? You ready? Mexico. Venezuela. The Gulf states, all of them turning from the U.S. This is saying, yes, the U.S. now produces oil. But do you remember the article that we read earlier this year where the U.S. no longer owns the largest refineries in the country? Is now under the control of Saudi Arabia. Who is Saudi Arabia doing business with? Yes, the U.S. will be able to nationalize that. But here's the thing. The oil that the U.S. has will never be able to be brought to market for sustainability. It's going to be... Let me tell you what I see happening. The rest of the world wants the U.S. to keep its oil in the ground, because oil in the ground is more valuable than once you pull it out of the ground, because it has a shelf life. It has an expiration. Just like your lawnmower. Whenever you got gas in your lawnmower, you keep it in your garage for too long, the gas does what? It goes bad. It spoils. It won't run the lawnmower anymore. If someone owes you a debt and they can't pay a debt, do you want them selling their assets for their sustainability? No. You want them to hold on those assets until you seize them. So the rest of the world wants the U.S. to keep its oil in the ground. And they're going to keep it in the ground. And then as the U.S., after the U.S. loses this war, oh, there's going to be an oil boom in the U.S., and there's going to be plenty of jobs for people to pull that oil out of the ground and ship it overseas to export it. And none of the overall benefits of that will be shared with any of the people here. And they won't pay people anything to do that work. Because one of the things that happens is that when you go from a debt-based economy and your debt collapses and you default on your debt, you immediately go to a collateralized economy. And whatever assets you have are taken because you didn't pay your debt. Oh, you're not getting off scot-free. When the U.S. loses this war, there's going to be war reparations that they're going to have to pay the world. And guess how many in the world is going to have laid claim to the ills of the empire known as the Corporation of the United States? It will be endless. Because all of the manipulation, all of the ubiquitous fraud financially and everything else is going to be exposed, and every country will lay claim, say, hey, they stole our this. And guess who's going to have to pay for that? Those individuals here that are not prepared for it. They're not prepared for the flood. They're not prepared for the lights going out, figuratively and literally. When they cut the lights off, they're not going to cut the lights off forever. They're going to cut the lights off long enough to be able to manage the rest of the people that are here. They don't care that you have guns when they cut your lights out, because then they'll know you'll be shooting up each other. Then they'll cut the lights back on. And those that were accustomed to much will have little to stand on. Because what we were accustomed to as being much was we were accustomed to being consumers, collecting junk, collecting items that have no intrinsic value at all. Not using our energy to pay ourselves in something that will preserve the labor that we expended to get it. How many of us, if we go back and look at the boxes that we could fill up of junk that's really irrelevant in our lives now? How many of us could fill up the boxes of things? How many of us can fill anything up in a box that has intrinsic value? Very few of us could do it. And if those that can do it, your overall box of consumerism outweighs your overall boxes of assets by multiple folds. And in this time, I just want to give you the opportunity to change that direction as soon as you possibly can. If you don't have a small box of assets, the sooner you get the small box of assets, then you can get to a full box of assets, then you can get to more boxes of assets that you can put in. It doesn't matter. It's the overall direction that needs to be changed is what we need to be doing. We've come accustomed to our suffering and it's become normal. Now we don't know what prosperity is anymore. So the rest of the world has already synthesized and have already agreed upon an economic system that no longer includes what you call and what they told us to call the United States. And the system has to have that going, because if it doesn't, then the people will look at the overall economy as for what it really is, a charade. A falsehood. Filled with ubiquitous fraud. The great theft of your most prized possession, your free will by energy. So all of these countries are moving in a direction. $1 trillion in 2017 is what was lost . So just from their own reporting, of its overall whole domestic gross product has been lost already. That's huge. Your whole gross domestic product is, your whole debt is, that they admit to, is $20 trillion. And of that $20 trillion, half of a tenth of it has been lost. I would tell you it's not been lost. It's been transferred. And all of these numbers are being calculated for a reason, ladies and gentlemen, because all of this is going to add up in the reparations that's going to have to be repaid, known as war reparations for losing. Only the loser of the war pays war reparations. And this system has perfected that overall movement. So listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Then just hit star, see you in queue. We'll bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. When we come back, we need to talk about some of the things that we should be doing in spite of this, because it is coming to a head. It is here. I want you to be ready. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Okay, let's do this. What I want to do is that we need to talk about some solutions. And one of the things that is very, very important, and you hear us talk about this all the time, is that we got to walk away from the system itself. There's an article we posted in Catalonia is a prime example with the Catalans that lived. The Catalan independence is something that, some things that we definitely should be learning from. There's an article I posted yesterday, why the collectives hate when people walk away. Here it is. I've written, move this down. I've written many times in the past about the singular conflict at the core of most human crises and disasters, a conflict that sabotages humans' endeavors and retards critical thoughts. This conflict only stems from social inaction. It also exists when the psyche of the average individual is to inherit contractions of the human experience that at the time can fuel great accomplishment, but usually leads to great tragedy. I am, of course, talking about the conflict between our inborn needs and our self-determination versus our inborn desires to have over responsibility to a community through group efforts, sovereignty versus collectivism. Collectivism is what kills. Sovereignty. We need to have a collective prudence. It's very, very important. And the system despises this. And the system despises this because it's where the people have real power. Let me go on and just read this a paragraph. In my view, the source of the problem is that most people wrongly assume that collectivism is somehow the same as community. This is entirely false. And those who make this claim are poorly educated on what collectivism really means. It is impossible to make a distinction here. The group of people... I lost my place, had a phone call. Okay, the group of people that is not necessarily or automatically collectivism, unless the group seeks to subjugate the individuals of its participants. Collectivism cannot exist without individual freedoms unless individual freedoms is valued. People can still group together voluntarily for a mutual benefit and retain respect for the independence of individuals or their members, i.e. community rather than collectivism. This is what I think is going to be very, very critical in the future. And we have some real petty things that we don't like different individuals because of this or because of that. Really, really petty things, because that's what the system has actually taught us to do. It has taught us to take actions against the community while having collective prudence with collectivism. And until we change that, I'm going to say this, until you change that and see the value of changing that, all the spoil is at your fault. But in today's moment in history, in today's moment in eternity, what we're going to be seeing, if we neglect to establish community that respects individuals, members, and individuals, where we understand that our freedoms end where someone else's begins, but we choose to be in a relationship of prosperity, in a relationship of culture building, which means sustainability, and we invoke our overall individualism over that, which is collectivism in disguise, we will be open for all of the diseases, all of the warfare, all of the poverty that the system can maliciously cook up. Wherever you are right now, one of the most important things for you to do is see the overall urgency in the, for you to take the priority of building a community that will be able to withstand what is on the horizon. You have to build your immunity. And the immunity that you will be able to build will not be one where you can get a bunker by yourself and go inside of it. That's individualism spurred on by collectivism. Because Puerto Rico, what Puerto Rico is enduring, what the rest of the world has endured through World War I, World War II, all of those things are going to be here. What makes you think that the U.S. is so special? I'm going to tell you why you think the U.S. is so special and it can't happen here, because you believe all the lies that they told you. That's why you regurgitate what they say. It could never happen here. It won't happen here. You live in the great United States. That's because we become ambassadors of that overall demonic force. We uphold it. We pledge allegiance to it. And we'll sacrifice our children to uphold.
Brother Dave,
this is what really puts us in a position of disadvantage. Yeah, go ahead, Roz.
Hey, peace and love. Sorry for if I cut
you
off.
No, you're good.
Okay, I just wasn't sure if you couldn't see the board or not. But I just wanted to, because you said something very important. You used the word collectivism, and the way that I interpret collectivism, because a lot of times these dictionaries give us skewed meanings of words. So you might have a specific meaning in the dictionary, but it doesn't make logical sense because it was created to create confusion. Now, collectivism for me means to collect assets. Now, when you're dealing with collectivism, you're dealing with a small amount of people being the brains of the operation and the masses being the group that upholds that small amount, the brains of the operation. And who's doing the collecting? The people in control, who are not receiving what's being collected or the benefits of what's being collected, the masses. Then you go to what you said about community. Now, we melanated people, we come from what's called a communocentric background. So in other words, we were community-centered people. And that means that the needs of the many never trump the needs of the individual. It does not mean that the individual did not have rights. It just meant what you said. If their rights impinged on the rights of the other people in the society that created a Maashan imbalance, then that person's needs were suppressed. So as long as what everybody was getting allowed the entire community to be sustainable, then it was no problem. The moment, and this is, it's funny, I heard my one of my master teachers say this in initiation. And he described it using homelessness and using hunger. If everybody has been given their share of food and you have double and I'm hungry, then that means you have my share. And that's how they look at it in their society. There's no reason why anyone should be starving when there's enough food for everybody. So if one person has double and everybody else has single, the person with double has to up his one of those two to the person who doesn't have. And that's communal-centric living. When you look at the word community, it is a combination of two words, common unity. And we don't have communities because we don't commonly unify around anything. We have no longer become communal-centric. We have become what you said, collective and individual centric. So we now think and function like our enemies. So we don't have a common unity. That's why our areas are so displaced and there's so many problems, because we have not been able to unify around a common theme. And in my opinion, that common theme should be replacing the system that's currently in place with one of justice. It has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with where you come from. It has to do with if you are a melanated person, especially one who is considered black in this society, then your problems are the same universally. It's one group of people and the system they've put in place to dominate everyone else. And when we can get our common unity around that subject in a united, independent manner, which again speaks of sovereignty, but again, the needs of the individual is not trumping the needs of the collective. The needs of everybody is for this system to collapse. So those individuals who think in a selfish, self-centered, individualist, collective mentality will have to be ostracized from the system of common unity that we're trying to build.
That's all I wanted to contribute. Thanks. You said some
great
stuff.
Well said, brother. Well said. Well said. We got a couple of callers in queue. Roz, hold on. We're going to go to Mel, and then we're going to go to Brother Braggs. Real quick, hold on, Brother Braggs. We're going to go to Mel, then to you. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead, Mel.
Peace. What's up, Brother Ross? What's up, Brother Dave, Scotty, Braggs?
What's up there, Mel?
Love to you, Brother.
Good,
love,
man. Yeah,
go
I
ahead,
just
Mel.
Wanted to real quickly. I wanted to know if anybody saw the article that it's on the front page of Time Magazine about, and it shows the hand of a robot. And he's got his hand postured up, and there's a butterfly on top of the pointer finger. And it's saying basically inevitable artificial intelligence. I don't know if anybody saw that front page of that magazine, but me and my mother was speaking today, and she said that the radar, you know, out here in Oklahoma, we have the national radar for weather. You know, they monitor the weather across the country, and they thought it was a flock of birds, but it was actually monarch butterflies, which I thought were like on the endangered species for some reason. But it was so many of them that the radar picked it up. And I was wondering, what is... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to chime in on this because this is really powerful stuff. What you're seeing, because I saw an article, I don't know if that's the one, but I saw one with a robot arm, so I'm thinking it might be the one you're speaking about. But when you're speaking about the monarch butterfly, they're such an incredible species. Yes, they are endangered. And they, in the wintertime, they travel from the winter here, they travel to Mexico. And
in
the summers here, they leave Mexico and they come here. Now, the beauty about them is that the adults that leave Mexico to come here are not the same butterflies that make it. They die before they get here. So it's programmed in their genes that the next generation completes the trip and vice versa. So every time you have a group coming either to Mexico or to the U.S., it's brand new butterflies that are descendants of the original butterflies that left the place that they're coming from. So in other
and
words, they die and then their descendants.
Exactly.
And what's happening is because the radar that they're using is going to happen with the Wi-Fi, you're going to find that because they're flying based on the magnetic pull of the poles of the planet. And what's happening is the radar is throwing off the electromagnetism of their guidance system, causing them to flock in these numbers around that area. Now, the interesting thing is our ancestors in Kemet had over a million years worth of history showing that they documented the shifts of the poles on at least three occasions before the current one that's happening now. So we're in the process of a pole shift at this time. And it's interesting because the way our ancestors saw the planet, it would be considered upside down by today's standards. So north is really south, and south is really north. And that's why the Kemetic temples were oriented towards the south, because they stated that's where their ancestors came from. So the interesting thing is the monarchs are being drawn into that area, but if they're not experiencing the benefits of a bounty of food in that area, it's going to facilitate the plummet of their numbers. If there's enough food for them to supply themselves with energy, have the energy to reproduce, that group that reproduces dies off. Their children are in cocoons for the winter, and by the spring they come out and they're genetically programmed to go back to Mexico. And then the same thing happens in Mexico, that where they die off, but they mate before dying off so that the new group can go to America. Now that's going to be completely thrown off if in the area where you said the radar is set up for the weather monitoring, if there's not enough food to sustain those populations and places for them to safely lay their eggs to cocoon to come to fruition next spring for that group to fly to Mexico. So that's what I wanted to chime in with. Thank you.
Well said. Hey, Mel, did you want to add something? Hold on, Brother Braggs. We're going to go to you in a minute. Go ahead, Mel.
Yes, sir. I know we pressed for time. We're almost going to close out. But me and Brother Thomas were talking last night, and I wanted to get your opinion on as far as the posture of the celebrity figurehead basically getting snuffed. He got punched in the face, so he, instead of standing there fighting, he ran across the street and then took his aggression out on a little old lady. Meaning, why is he posturing towards Syria instead of, you know what I mean? Why did he turn his back on North Korea and now he's you know, engaging. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you notice, look what's going on. Everything that this dude does, he puts a general in charge of it now. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. It's a sign as to what's to come, man. Well said, Mel. Good points, brother. Man, much love, much respect. Give your mom our regards, man. I'm looking forward to meeting the whole family. Let's go to Brother Braggs. I want to get to Brother Braggs so he can get his important say. Brother Braggs, Brother Braggs, go ahead. The floor is yours.
See, I was just going to say two things. I don't know if you heard, I was reading earlier this morning that America kicked out the Cuban consulate, and they putting them out because they claim that their people were getting sick from some electromagnetic pulse, but with no evidence. It's all just hearsay. But my take on that was that when they went into Cuba, they went in because Cuba had some of the newest technologies as far as open heart surgery, and nobody else was making inroads. You know, Venezuela was most doctors were going to Cuba to get trained. So once America got in there, Obama signed that deal. Once now they've gotten everything they want from Cuba, now they're going to expel them. This is how they play. They don't play fair.
Right. Right. You know, it's you're having a divestment of the U.S. and what is very, very critical for us to realize in that divestment is that when the world is divesting from the U.S., that means that you need to be investing in your community. It's all about control, investment, and leverage.
You know,
very critical.
That's one reason they never got dominated, because Russia always had their back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They never allowed. They would not allow. And there was also the Roman Catholic Church had a lot to do with that as well.
That's another thing I was going to say. When you watch these dudes posture on the world stage, remember they're one big fraternity. They may seem like they hump up to you, but it's all business. Everything is business. Keep that in mind. Everything is business. Once you start thinking of things like that, things will start looking a little bit different.
Yes. Yep. That's so true. So true. So with that being said, we need to have our own business among ourselves, meaning we need to align ourselves one another. There are many of you that I'm aligned with. You already know who you are, and I greatly appreciate, and I know that you appreciate what we do together. Regardless of who you're aligning with, you better align with someone, because what is going to be unleashed is going to be the new plague, and it is going to be a disastrous plague. It's going to be the new bubonic plague, and it's going to, in my opinion, it is going to be enhanced by synthetic means and everything else. And it's not only going to be of the physical, it's going to be of the mental, it's going to be of the spiritual. It's going to be a very complete one. Just like all of the ones in the past, all of the overall events that were orchestrated by the system totally annihilated those individual people that were back in the times, and they weren't prepared for it. Or, more importantly, they didn't have collective prudence. They were all engaged in collectivism. Collectivism means this: your overall energy is collected for someone else to decide what you're going to do next. They nationalize it. The great creator gave you no nationality, gave you existence. And then the new and godly trust gives you citizenship, gives you a state of personship. And the longer we do that, that one always fails. The universe can endure whatever man throws at it, from nuclear to biological and everything else. They always say there's going to end the world. Well, I'm here to tell you, they really can't end the world, because they didn't create it. How can you kill something that you didn't create? Very, very important, before we get out of here, align yourself. Leverage yourself. Get what you need. If you need to get cash in order to get assets, I would say stop at nothing to do that, Al-Saida was morally retrobate to your overall morality. Have not a relationship with the cash. You leverage the cash. And I would tell you, have a relationship with the great creator has given us as far as money. And you will see that you will be in a place of an abundance. Abundance of mind. Abundance of peace. Abundance of serenity. Abundance of prosperity. Abundance of valor. And what you will be lacking is fear. What you will be lacking is a retrobate mind. What you will be lacking is a violent, malicious, malevolent will. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings about a serenity, and it brings about a sovereignty that is priceless. Listen, everyone, we're getting ready to get out of here. I just want to say thank you all for being a part of the show. You have, in my opinion, get with your immediate friends and family. Establish your overall stronghold. Learn things that you can be doing. We're going to be doing some things. You can join us. You'll hear me announce some of the things that we can be doing, that we're going to be doing. And I would say there is enough for everyone, because ultimately we need our own place. Not in the matter of in the United States. We need our own place that the great creator has given for us to occupy and be in relationship with. Yes, the U.S. will say this may be a territory. That all can be conceptualized, because when you control something, the economy will definitely assure that your free will is adhered to. But when we're broken of spirit, when we accept the deal that the devil creates by a debt system, we say that that's more important. That's what we're going to energize. And when we do that energy, it all leads to everything. Every deal that you make with the devil, we lose our soul. Let's stop losing our souls. So everyone, much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. For those of you that do engage with us already, I'm going to have a conference call tomorrow morning. Definitely reach out to me, text me, and I will get you the number, or you already know the number. If not, then text me, get with me. Those of you that have engaged us, you know who you are. You would give me a call, and if you're new, you want to do it, I'm not excluding you at all. And then everyone else, I'm going to vet this stuff out and then bring it to you as an opportunity so you can do and may be able to help you. So it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind, definitely chime us out, and we'll see you all soon. Peace and love.
Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.